Our trending posts today started in r/popular, where the emotional highs were pretty high. People were sharing moments of unexpected joy, like one user who recalled a magically surprising detail from elementary school, and others found humor in mundane moments, such as a video showing someone who needed an engineering degree just to turn on a sink faucet. We also saw a very relatable post about having a dedicated spot for lip balm in your car, suggesting that perhaps the lead interior designer was just a chapstick addict. Meanwhile, international threads reported a unique anti-theft effort in Milan, where people are literally spray-painting pickpockets to make them identifiable. Moving over to r/lifehacks, a common query involved how to remove stuck yellow turmeric powder from a clear phone case without damaging the sensitive wireless charging rings. Seems like the general consensus was that sometimes, replacement is just easier. Over in r/life pro tips, the standout advice was focused on reclaiming credit in a professional setting. If someone repeats your idea in a meeting, the tip wasn't to argue, but instead to calmly add the next actionable step yourself. This subtly reminds everyone who the originator was, while keeping the momentum going. The r/learnuselesstalents subreddit highlighted that while users were asking for ways to learn valuable phone skills for earning money, the comments were a bit more mixed, mostly suggesting sticking to the truly useful subreddits. Finally, the r/productivity section was a deep dive into the struggle of procrastination and burnout. The advice here was less about brute force willpower and more about developing structure and self-compassion. When feeling overwhelmed, users received strong advice to remember that progress isn't linear, and that accepting small routines is more effective than attempting massive changes. Several threads cautioned that the key to beating the avoidance loop isn't willpower, but rather recognizing the cycle itself, and for those experiencing burnout, the advice was clear: prioritizing sleep and establishing gentle, sustainable routines is far more important than trying to achieve peak productivity all day, every day.